Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Hello, 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 everybody. Episode 290. Is that correct, Jared, of The Scope?
I believe that is correct.
290. We have been...
It only took us like 13 years to get here.
It's unbelievable. I think the last time we did a show was in May. Correct me if I'm wrong. My research tells me early May.
Avengers Endgame review.
Avengers Endgame review. So we got the big...
And it was a drought before that. That was like a brief, the spring came back to life briefly. Like there was a spring rain and the like water returned to the desert for a couple hours.
The flowers bloomed.
And then
it was a beautiful flowerscape on the desert floor.
And now we're back.
It all died and then boom, we rise like a phoenix. Guess what? It is Jared and Shane in the studio. Adam is still MIA. I sent a message out to him early today. I've not heard back from him.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's on his typical Labor Day vacation. He's always out and about.
Do we have any updates we can share with the audience on Adam's situation?
Nothing that I want to share right now, other than I'm hopeful that Adam will come back on the show, be a part of the group.
Adam's been living a life. Let's just say that. Without any sort of like connotation on that, he's very much an adult now.
Right. New father, all sorts of stuff. I think all of our lives have been busy. Adam's had busy and burdens and stuff like that. But a little cleaning up that keyboard.
Some canned air there.
I'm hoping that
I did run into him though.
Oh really?
I don't know if we're going to do any sort of recap of what's been going on with our lives. But one of the things I went to was the Lonely Island concert back in June, and I ran into Adam there briefly. I knew he was going to be there, and this was at the Armory downtown Minneapolis, which is a several thousand person venue. I had no hopes that I would ever run into him. And then like halfway through the show, there was some drunk guy who happened to be in our area and just sort of bumping into people. And people just sort of like pushed him out of the way and he eventually left. But I happened to look to my right where this commotion was happening. And there's Adam.
Adam right in the middle of this drunken battle.
No, he was in the area. Like literally he was 10 feet away from me. Like how did this happen?
Isn't it weird how life works that way? Did you chat with him at all?
Just quick shouted over the music, and then when the show was over, Angela was like, let's go. She wanted out of there quickly, and so we didn't have time for a follow-up chat.
She probably knew that Adam was there in the vicinity and wanted nothing to do with his nonsense.
Very much. I'm sure that's exactly what she said to me in the car after we left. She said, thank goodness we left.
Don't want to talk. Don't want to make small talk with that guy.
I don't talk to people who can eat tomatoes. That's what she said to me.
Wow. That is brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
It's a deep cut for people who know Adam from the show that he has an issue with. He can't eat tomatoes.
Don't eat tomatoes.
Yeah.
But
at
any rate, I mean, earlier in the summer, I did mention to Adam that you and I were going to try to get the show back and going, and he said he'd be interested.
Okay.
It's just for him trying to find time in his schedule.
Sure, sure. So, and then we may have to figure out how to get him and just have him do remotely if he wants to be part of the show. He's traveling from another part of the city, so for him to take several hours out of a day especially with a new baby. Although a kid's probably halfway to college now, right?
I know.
It's been so long.
Yeah, I think everybody agrees that Adam is an integral or integral part of this show.
Adam has it exactly right.
That's exactly it, and we want him here. I mean, although his mic's area right now, Jared, is full of stuff. You've got to fix this. You've got a lot of stuff you got to fix here.
I've had a couple of different video things this summer that have been sort of... One was a narrative thing where, you know, a story, and a couple were belly dance events, and that's just sort of like I use different gear for each scenario, so I've just got gear everywhere right now, and I just haven't gotten it organized.
It's time to clean up gear, and that's what you're doing, Jared. You've got a week off going at the end of summer, beginning of fall. You got a week off, and this is going to be a new look, Jared, coming up here.
I mean, to
fit your physical form, you are
is
now
it?
This guy. I'm telling you, I'm looking at him, and he's going to talk about
though?
This. This guy is downright skinny.
I don't know about that. Ow.
He's got stuff in his eyes, and it's, you know what what's in his eyes, everybody? Muscles, because all he's doing is losing weight and gaining muscle mass.
Like I got like an eyelash in
a
my
lash?
Eye.
Got a blank.
My eyelashes like to fall out of my face.
Flush the eye, Jared. Flush the eye.
We got an eye wash station down here? Have I got that installed? No, I don't.
At any rate, let's get into our summer stuff. number one, Jared looking fine. Foine, as the kids say.
Thank you.
In 1997. But what else have you been doing besides working out constantly?
Working out constantly.
Constantly.
You know, several days a week. You know, I'd like to hit the gym, like do a little weight training.
It's amazing. You know? It's amazing.
Transform my body. That's what I've done.
And then you transform your mind.
Right.
And then you transform your workstation, because that's going to happen.
Is it, though?
It is going to happen.
You're very positive. I think about it, and I think about all the stuff that I got to do, and I don't know, man.
Guess what? If you think about it and then you tell yourself you're not going to do it, it never gets done.
It's true.
So you just got to do it. You want to have a good place to
work.
I'm
being realistic about it this week because I am traveling later in the week.
Right.
And so it's not like I just have a whole week in the house to do whatever I need to do. I've got like 2.5 days, honestly, if I think about it. Because I have like a day packed tomorrow. I got to go shopping. I got to get something to wear to this wedding that we're traveling to.
I got a wedding that I got to do this weekend too, Jared. Yeah. We're both going to be at weddings.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You do a little bit.
I know.
You find one thing that's a part of the process. You get that out of there. If it's just throwing stuff in the garbage, moving, you got to get rid of it. You got to get stuff out. That's the key.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Tell
that to my other half. She's got to get involved too.
Sometimes you've got to do it without her, Jared.
Anyway, the summer.
Let's start at the beginning, shall we?
Do we just talk summer? I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Where do you want to start? It's been so long, and so much has happened. I'm not even sure how to focus in and make this interesting to people.
We can't talk about movies, and we can't talk about TV because that's what our show's about. Everybody, we're looking back at the summer 2019, and we're looking forward to the fall of 2019. This is something we almost always do on this show, and it's weird how popular media has changed for Jared and myself over the past 5 years. Wouldn't you agree? It's not the same. We don't do things the same. So I think that movies and TV will be interesting how we talk about it.
Yeah.
But I think we need to talk about personal stuff. Number one.
What?
We curled again.
Oh, curling.
We're big curlers.
Yeah, we're now in our year two of our curling adventure. Although
we're waiting
for the fall season to start.
No word yet. But it was the summer was a little rough for us in some ways because we had a hard time fielding a team, number one, because I was busy all the time. Our other team members were busy. The only guy that had nothing to do was Jared. He was there all the time.
I don't know about nothing to do. But
absolutely nothing
just,
to
it
do.
It just worked out, and I also make it a priority in my life.
Wow. That's a sick burn. I guess so, that's a sick curling burn.
I don't know how much we've talked about it on this show because, you know, we have had such a sporadic recording schedule. But essentially, we have a curling team in the local curling club, which is only a year old. But our team is made up of many members who have varying levels of commitment.
And a typical team only has 4 people, Jared.
Sometimes they have 5 for replacements, you know, people have time off, whatever, or get injured or whatever. But we have a deeper bench.
Right.
And that has served us well in past series or sessions or whatever. But this one, which started, did it start late April? I think it started late April, went through June. Challenging, very challenging. People have a lot going on. A
lot of vacations, and I mean, out of all the people in our group, you're the only one that does not have kids.
That's true.
And
so I'm not having to schlep them to gymnastics meets and soccer games and all kinds of
swim meets and a heavy vacation component to a lot of people's lives. I went on more little vacations this
I did too.
Summer.
I just managed to schedule them around.
It just sort of worked that way. That being said, though, Jared,
except for 1 week.
We had some fantastic curling. We had some where we got our butts kicked, but we had some where things worked out, especially towards the end. I still am very proud of the last match we had where we literally were, but we fell behind early, but then we started scoring points.
Yep.
And the last end, all we did was keep them from scoring points. And that meant we had to put the stones exactly where they needed to be to block. And we did it like pinpoint accurate, perfect. Everybody did what their part. And when you have an end like that where people throw their stones and they go where you want them to go, both as the person that tosses them and the person that directs them, it's a lot of fun. And in our last match, we really did that towards the end. It was exciting.
That's the thing is about, we know what to do now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we have like, we don't, I wouldn't say we have advanced strategy worked out. Like, you know, where you're planning shots out that and anticipating where your opponent's going to shoot, you know, and trying to set things up like a chess match. We're not there yet.
Right.
But we can play in the moment and we know kind of the shots we need to make.
Yep.
But we're, you know, as ever, consistency is the struggle. So sometimes you just can't make those shots.
And part of the problem is we've talked about this before. Our ice is very difficult. So
it is, but I don't like to lean on that as an excuse anymore because the other team's playing on the same ice and they're making shots. So.
Well, the other teams also have people that play every week.
Sure.
And our guys switch out. So we have that added extra difficulty. That being said, I still wish someday we find a curling ice where it is up to snuff. It is a standard ice, just to see what it would be like for us when we were going out and try.
Absolutely.
It.
And I'm hopeful. So part of the reason we haven't done any curling this summer is that we play on the local ice arena. And
it's hockey ice.
The hockey ice that we're playing on, they stripped it down. I don't know. They're doing some sort of whatever they do with hockey ice when they take all the ice out and they rebuild it. They're doing that. So they're doing a bunch of like renovations on that particular arena. So has been down for the count for a while. And I'm hoping that when we return, it's a little better, but I don't know that it's going to be because they're still the same Zamboni and everything, I'm assuming.
And are they doing anything special in that renovation that caters to curling at all that they are aware of? I just don't know.
Well, I know that they were planning to paint the actual curling lines on the base, the concrete base, right? Like the hockey lines are.
Okay. Where were they before?
Our lines were painted down somewhere in the middle because they hadn't stripped the ice all the way down. So at whatever point they added them in a year ago, they were just sort of encased in a sarcophagus of ice somewhere in the middle.
Right.
And so that has the net effect somehow of it. They were just very, very like foggy by the end of the season. Like it was really hard to see where some of the lines were, but
it was crazy.
Yeah.
But
so I'm hoping it's better. I don't know if, I guess they'll be better if they're all the way at the bottom, maybe, because they're not in, I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
I don't know how ice optics work.
I feel like just generally, at least early, the ice will be better. It'll be more level. So that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Jared, are you buying equipment? Have you bought any equipment?
I keep looking. I haven't bought anything yet.
Well, keep us posted on that. That's important.
But I would like to have my own shoes and a broom for the start of fall.
Whenever that
I don't know what that is. I need to get on that, though, because that could happen anytime.
Right.
They could say, hey, it starts in 3 weeks. And I'd be like,
get to it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, you turned into Aziz Ansari, the curler.
So, yeah, anyway, the reason I want to get my own equipment is because we've sort of leveled up in our delivery now in the last session here. We just, there was a open ice session, and you and I were there, and we just decided that, you know what? We're done with the training wheels. You get a little a slider that you hold on to or whatever, a support.
Yep.
And we said, we're done with it. We're going to be big boy curlers, and we're just going to use the broom.
Like they
support.
Do in like the Olympics,
like a real curler. And you know what? It wasn't that hard.
It really isn't that hard.
It isn't that hard.
Sometimes the balance slips a little bit. But
you got to work your way up to it. You got to work to the way up to the point where you're not really using the support as a support. It's more of like a counterbalance or like your catamaran.
Yep.
Once you get to that point and you feel like you can do it without it, then yeah, you can move up to the broom.
They say you shouldn't, when you're delivering, the pros don't even need to use a broom.
No.
Their balance is so good that they could deliver the rock and sit on the three points of, I don't know, contact that they kind of have.
Well, they're just so balanced on their front delivery foot that they can just, they're barely even touching the stone. So it's,
well, that's why they're pros.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
We're not there.
We don't curl every day for hours on end like they do.
But it was fun. I had some shots I felt like were top level, top tier performance. I think you had some shots that were there as well. It was fun. So I look forward to trying to figure out who's going to be on our team and how it goes forward in the fall. Hopefully.
Just better not be on Sunday afternoons.
If Sunday afternoons could be an issue to the point where I may not do it. So we'll have to see about that. What else did we do, Jared? We did a lot of traveling this summer, or at least I did. I went on a number of camping trips.
Yeah, which is weird for
me. And when I say camping, it's like other people are camping, and I'm in a cabin, or I'm in a hotel. But it was crazy that we did that. I had a lot of fun. I did some mountain biking with friends, which
You actually bike?
I did actually go bike, and thank goodness other people brought bikes for me to use, because my little street bike is like training wheels. I think it's got a Spider-Man seat. Would not be appropriate out there on the rocky terrain of northern Minnesota. This year, our last official year going up to the North Shore. You know, we've had many North Shore trivia sessions, but that whole process and that whole thing has changed. So we will not be doing that. And it was a bittersweet year, but
Is anyone going to, or are you just now opting out like others have in the past?
It is possible that some of the older generation will still go up there for the week. But I think for us, we're out. I mean, Audrey is now in high school, which is a whole nother sad thing that I could literally spend. I could spend an entire hour on talking about how old I feel. But she just doesn't have any friends up there.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any relatives up there. This particular year, some of our friends from Richfield actually had a cabin close. So we got to hang out with them, and that made it a lot better. But generally speaking, it's Audrey and I just fighting over how much data she uses on the phone. Because there's no Wi-Fi at this place.
Oh, that's
so
hilarious. Yeah, she's at that age where it's you got to have that connection to the world.
Right. The other thing we could talk about, Jared, is your trip to Austin.
Yeah, we went to Austin in June. Austin, Texas in June. Who would do that? Who's crazy enough to
crazy
do that?
Somebody that is crazy. Some, you might even say they're weird that would do something
yeah,
like that.
So we decided that, backtrack. When Weird Al announced his latest Strings Attached tour, which I believe has just wrapped up or will have wrapped up by the time this episode is out. He's traveling with he's traveling around and has a symphony orchestra in every town that he plays in. When he announced the tour, there was not a Minnesota date and we wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it was decided like, oh, let's make it a destination. Let's just pick a spot. And so we had a couple spots we were looking at. We were looking at the Red Rocks show, and the Austin show, and the Austin one won out because, Angela has a friend, who lives in Houston. And she and her husband were going to travel up, and we just stayed in an Airbnb and took in the town and the sights, and also went to the Weird Al show, which was very fun, which Shane, interestingly enough, also went to, but he went to the local date, which was announced like 2 weeks after we already bought our tickets.
I remember sending the message to Jared, hey, Weird Al's playing the state fair, and I think you wrote back like one word, like, damn it, or something like that. But hey, you got to go on a Texas adventure, Jared.
And it was
progressive Texas adventure.
And it's the first of what's probably going to be several flights for me this year, which is weird because I've never flown more than once in a year in my entire life.
Yeah, you're all over
and
the
it's
place.
It's been a number of years, had been a number of years since I had flown anywhere. So, yeah, it's this new thing. I guess I travel a little bit now.
Yeah, you're crazy. And the Weird Al show, you loved it.
It was good.
How many times have you seen Weird Al?
I don't even know. 5, 6 maybe?
Right. And this is my show that I saw him at, local state fair. I had never seen him before. And it was a lot of fun. I was really surprised. I mean, Weird Al, you forget just how a part of popular culture he has been for, 35 years, pretty much. More than that, I mean, late 70s, he was sort of popping up. Everybody thinks of Eat It and that sort of thing. But he was in the parody music scene before that. And he's pretty much been a part of it ever since. Like, some big pop culture thing will hit and Al will have his take on it. And it's usually funny. It's not offensive. He has an entertainment value to him that is wholly unique, and I think you can see that when he performs on the stage. He seems like a nice, smart guy. Oh, my goodness. Is Weird Al beaming in?
I didn't realize that his website was going to have audio right at the beginning there.
And Jared, in honor of seeing that show, I had never seen his movie, and that is called what, Jared?
UHF.
Came out in what year, Jared?
1980-something.
1989.
You've never seen it.
I've never seen it all the way through. So the guy that had extra tickets for Carrie and myself, they had a screening last night, and I watched it. And, I mean, it's not a great movie. Let's be honest there. But
no, I don't.
But there is a charm to it from the perspective of the fact that it's got the Weird Al parody stuff in it, and I think that he does loving parody of a lot of stuff. But it's also interesting to see like Michael Richards in it.
Yep.
And see where the Kramer character came from, because it is so there. I mean, like, he has a physicality to him that literally goes right into that Seinfeldian vibe. And that was sort of fun to watch. I think it's a time capsule. It's an 80s movie has a couple of offensive things. Like, you've got a little bit of karate stuff with that, the Asian stereotype.
If you're not familiar with the movie, he basically is, I don't know if he takes over, he's running a small local UHF television channel that has all these weird programs, and that's how you get these.
Yeah, he's got to program all this stuff.
Essentially.
And, yeah, it's goofy. It's sort of a spur of the moment, like a quick scattershot type of stuff with a very thin plot about the giant local station that wants to get him off the air because his ratings are going up and up and up. It's It's threadbare at best, but it's still interesting to see, and I enjoyed it. So it was fun to watch.
I'm just looking at his tour schedule, and he's actually, as of this recording, his final date is tonight.
Where is he playing tonight?
North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Wow. Well, it was a good show, and I'm assuming he will continue to tour, Jared?
Probably. I mean, he's done a tour every year for a couple years now, so he might take a break.
I mean, that's where he's making his money. You know, he sells out. He sold out this State Fair show here, which was great.
This is actually his biggest show he's done in the Twin Cities. When I read the article, like the last time he played the State Fair, there was only like 3,000 people there, which kind of surprised me.
How long ago was that?
A number of years.
Okay,
I mean, he's done smaller like theater shows locally. Like the last time we saw him previously, he was at the, I think it was the Pantages. So a smaller show.
Sure.
But still fun.
Well, and State Fair, often just you've got people built into that show. So it's a tremendous amount of people go to the State Fair. I know we've talked about it, but it's an unusual event here in the state of Minnesota where hundreds of thousands of people go every day. So it's awesome.
I christen this my summer of fun because it's been a long time since I've done a lot of things over the summer. And just over the course of like beginning in May through August, myself and often Angela as well. We went to a lot of stuff. We went to a lot of shows, comedy shows, music shows, events. There's a lot of things happened, and we happened to go to a bunch of it. We did a little road trip to a little sleepy town called Red Wing in Minnesota. Maybe you've heard of it.
Probably not.
We did a little day trip there, which I had never been and I always wanted to. Angela was born and grew up there, so. That was fun. It was fun to visit.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's a pretty place to visit, right on the river.
And every business is named Red Wing something, and every logo for that business has the Red Wing in it. It's a little too much, in my opinion. I think they need the city council needs to, or Chamber of Commerce needs to crack down on that a little bit. But it's a bit much, because you never know what business am I walking into. It's Red Wing something. I don't know what. But they're probably most well known for Red Wing shoes. You know, those are national.
The Red Wing national. Vasectomy Clinic. You know, that sort of thing.
We went to the outlet store, Red Wing outlet store.
People love those Red Wing boots.
Yeah, I got a pair of boots.
Oh, I can't wait to
see
them.
I got a great deal on a pair of boots. I got like a, you know, outlet store, seconds, markdown, get them while they're hot.
I've got to see these boots.
They're brand new, $349. What do you think I paid for them?
$335.
Boy, you would think that's a great deal. That's a great deal. You think I'd jump at that. But no, it was better than that.
Okay, let me guess for real now. $75.
You might be a little bit ambitious in your reductions.
What?
I think I paid a little more than that.
$76. $100.
You're in the ballpark.
$105.
A little bit higher.
$150.
Lower than that.
$130.
Okay, I'm going to stop this.
Yeah, this is
on
the worst prices. That's why I host the prices right, Jared. I don't play it.
$109.99.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So they're factory seconds, so they often have defects in them. Yeah. And I looked at every two left
boots.
Every pair in this particular pair of black boots, and they all, the toe leather on the toe was like split. And so that's why they were all reduced. But I pulled out this one pair. It was in my size, and I looked at it, and I'm like, these aren't split. These look pretty good. I tried them on, and they were, you know, they're very stiff and need to be broken in. But I'm like, all right, well, guess I'm getting some boots.
Well, I want to see these damn boots.
I can show them to you.
This is exciting. Well, Jared, speaking of summer of fun, we've got to cover.
Boy, we've already gone for 23 minutes.
We've got
now.
To cover the bread and butter of the scope, which is pop culture. Everybody knows that. We don't talk politics today. I don't think we're going to even cover any sort of whiff of politics. This is going to be movies and TV of the summer of 2019, and we're going to look ahead to the fall of 2019 just because things are happening, Jared. New shows, new movies. We've got a lot to talk about. So why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be back.
How do I do this? Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
Jared is panicking. He's panicking.
All right. Here we go.
Quick break, episode 290. That's 290, Jared.
Wow.
With Jared and Shane. Adam out there in the ether. We'll be back with more Scope right after this.
Hello, folks. Yes, the show continues. I don't even know if we have any of these patrons back, but they may have all left. But if you want to join fresh, it's like a green field out there.
It's a green field.
Patreon.com/The Scope Show. You can pledge as little as $1 per episode, set a monthly cap, cancel anytime. If you are a patron, reminder, get your billing information updated because we're making new shows, and that means that we're going to charge you. Patreon.com/The Scope Show for more information.
are back.
I've already forgotten what we're talking about in this block.
Jared, we're looking back at the summer of 2019.
Right.
Looking forward to the fall of 2019. We're talking movies. We're talking television shows. That's what I used to say as a kid. Daddy, can I watch the television?
Television?
Television.
Television.
I had trouble with V's. And I also used say Bally Bear.
I have trouble with
instead
R's.
Of Bally Fair, Jared. Wow. Bally Bear.
Bally Bear.
Bally Bear.
Okay.
Bally Bear. I'm thinking of Halle Berry for some reason. Huh? Bally Bear.
Bally
Writing
Bear.
That down. Bally Bear. So summer of 2019, Jared, brought us a bunch of notable television shows and brought us a bunch of notable movies. Interestingly enough, we didn't see most of them unless you saw them on your own time. And I'm just going to start with the movies. I think
honestly, the last movie I saw was Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh, my goodness, Jared.
I haven't seen anything the rest of the summer.
Okay, so I'm going to go through the list. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Okay.
Rocket Man.
Hold on. Let me...
You're going to get some...
I can do a little audio, maybe?
Get some sound effects.
I've heard good things, but I haven't seen it.
That stars whom?
Taron Egerton.
As?
Elton John.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's out on... It's actually out on
you can get
video
it.
Right now.
Yeah, you can get it.
What about this horror movie called Midsommar? Have you heard about this one?
I heard about it.
I heard really, it was very disturbing, but people talked about it.
I don't do horror movies, so.
Thumbs down, says Jared. Toy Story 4, did you see it?
Did not.
I saw it. It was clever.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was needed, but it was well done.
We'll give it that.
Booksmart, that's out.
I hear great things
that's
about
out
it.
On...
It's on video now.
On video very
home
soon.
Home release.
Very soon, maybe next week. I don't know, but yeah, that's Olivia Wilde's directorial debut.
What was it? Okay.
Detective Pikachu.
Did not see it?
I saw it.
Did you?
I did.
Was it worth it?
It was fine. It was better than right. I thought it would be. I mean, right. It was, if you like Pikachu, you like Pokemon, you play Pokemon Go.
Once it hits like HBO or something, we'll watch it.
I think it could have been just an inch edgier, just a little bit. You've got Ryan Reynolds as the voice. They could have been just a tiny bit edgier or clever in a way that isn't going to affect the kind sensibilities of the children that watch it.
I hear it was a little bit ableist. That's what I hear.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I mean, I know what it means. I don't know how the movie fits into that.
So. I don't know. Not sure.
We'll find out.
The aforementioned Spider-Man Far From Home, starring that kid and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Tom Holland.
That
kid.
We've got a lot of Spider-Man talk in the next.
We're going to give it up with a to comment briefly on what has come since.
Yeah, it's. I don't know where they're going to go with this movie after it ended, especially with all the conundrum that Sony and Marvel seems to be in. But who knows? The news could change by the time our next show happens. Who knows? Quentin Tarantino's movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Jared. We didn't see it.
I want to see it. I hear good things.
Bruce Lee's estate angry that they played Bruce Lee as a bit of a jerk in this movie. What do you think of that? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar says he was not a jerk in real life. And
interesting.
They shouldn't be done that way.
I don't know. I have no opinion, honestly.
Will we see that in the theater? Or will that be a wait?
That's going to be a wait and see.
We're not going to see it.
It's I mean, it's already probably worked its way nearly out. Right. So.
And then the final movie I want to talk about briefly is Jeff Goldblum's movie, The Mountain. Have you heard about this?
He plays.
It's sort of a period piece where he plays a guy that's like he's like a psychologist who, essentially advocates for lobotomies. So he plays this really weird doctor, and he's got a sidekick kid that they go around to these clinics and in like the, I don't know, like the 20s and 30s, and it's Jeff Goldblum being Jeff Goldblum, but with a creepy bent, Jared. He's not necessarily nice.
I'll give that a ding.
That's something we should probably check out when it hits home video as well.
I think so.
So we've covered all the notable movies. Let's get to the TV show, and I've got a list of stuff here that I think we can get into a little bit deeper dive just because we've seen so much of this
stuff. Yeah.
I'm just going to kind of jump around a little bit. Let's go to, I did not see this. Did you watch any of Good Omens? That's the Neil Gaiman translation.
I have watched the first two episodes.
And what do you think so far?
I think it's interesting.
What's it about?
We
don't even know.
It's
a good angel.
There's a good angel and a bad angel and it's something about the apocalypse and
they got to stop.
It's like the Antichrist has been born or whatever, but he ends up getting like relocated to a different family accidentally or secretly, and I don't quite follow it all, and I'm not the type of person who's like completely absorbed into this like a lot of internet fandom has been. I hear it's really good. I've enjoyed, for the most part, the two episodes I've seen, and I will get back to it at some point.
All right, you've said it. You've said a mouthful.
Other
on
things
that one.
have taken my attention though since then. So,
Succession. Did you watch that?
Yes, love that show.
What's it about?
It's about a big media company, run by the patriarch, and who has some health problems initially, and so there's a bit of a coup to sort of maybe take over, but he comes back as stronger than ever, and it's sort of about like who in his family, who of his children are going to take over when he does finally give up the reins of control. You know, it's all about politics and power
and family.
And family.
And this is second season?
Second season. You wouldn't think that you would be interested in this sort of show because of, you know, how real life is, but it is pretty compelling.
You told me to watch this.
It's good. Second season is running right now.
Glow, season 3, Jared.
Loved it.
Great.
Have you finished it?
I watched it, okay. Yes. Thought it was great.
Great. It does
less,
have some...
less focus on wrestling.
Yeah. And which is fine. I think that's, you got to keep growing the show that way. Mm-hmm. And if it's all about the wrestling, that's not as interesting over the long run. I think there are some little plot threads that they sort of initiated the season that they never followed through on.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird.
Yeah, because they made a big deal of it at points.
It's almost like they forgot that they did them later.
But, you know, they kind of did that in other seasons where, what's the guy that runs Glow, the main guy? I can't remember his name.
Bash. Sebastian. Yeah.
Bash. Like, they sort of imply in the first season, not imply, that he's gay. And then they kind of drop it a little bit. And then it comes back and forth into the plot, just woven back in. It's still, Glow sort of does that, right? I mean, they'll have plots and they'll forget about it and they'll come back to it. I wish they'd be a little bit better on that. But
yeah.
Still fun. It's got heart when it needs it.
It's the sort of thing you notice because you're watching it in a binge fashion.
Yep.
Like if you were watched it week to week, you probably would have forgotten they did this one thing back in episode 2 and they never followed up on it. So
We've got Big Little Lies. That's the Big Little Lies 2 follow-up to the miniseries from... Was it last year on HBO? Starring Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman. This one brings in Meryl Streep. Jared, I don't think that you watched it.
No, I'm going to let you talk about
this. But it one. Was an, give me a ding, positive ding on that one. Mm. It was an acting tour de force by Meryl Streep, who was a pleasure, a joy to watch. I think you should watch these shows. I just think that show, Laura Dern, who is ridiculously good on this show, even if the plot is maybe not as great as the first season, not quite as compelling, but still super, super well done.
So John Lovett of Crooked Media says that the show has completed its transition into Ally McBeal.
Maybe. Maybe.
Okay.
But I still...
He was a big fan that sort of was a bit like the finale maybe dropped the ball. But
I don't think... I think the finale, I mean, they... I think it ended naturally how it should. If they don't do another season of it, where it ended seems appropriate,
okay.
but they could absolutely go on and do another season from how it ended. I mean, it's a logical ending that literally opens the door to more. So, John Lovett, fine. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like everything. The Boys on Amazon, Jared, another comic book show. I have not watched it. What do you think?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Warren Ellis comic. It's dark. The basic story is what?
You've got superpowered beings, but they're kind of assholes and they're run by a corporation, which, you know, kind of handles all their appearances, and you know they've all got you know PR and whatever, and it's sort of I was unclear what the Boys meant because this doesn't refer to the superheroes. It actually refers to this group of normal people who are working to sort of take them down, right? Supers because they're not good people for the most part. So yeah,
totally worth your time.
I think so. And it was 8 episodes, 10 episodes. I don't know. I thought it was really good.
Orange is the New Black. Do you watch that?
I gave up on that seasons ago.
Series finale season.
Yeah.
I
lost interest in like in the middle of season 4 and never came back to it.
Never. The FX show Pose, which gets very, very good reviews. I think it's about fashion and is it like club scene in the late 80s?
I think it's very much about the sort of the voguing scene, posing scene in the LGBTQ+ community of New York back in the 80s. Yeah. And how that started. And I hear great things. Yeah. I did start to record it during season 1. It kind of hit during a time where I just had too much else going on, and so I dropped it. I would like to get back to it, though. I think it's probably worth my time.
When They See Us, it's a show I don't even know, but I think it's race issues.
I don't know this one.
I'm sure you've read about it.
I don't know if I have.
I don't know if it's something we have access to.
Where am I finding?
Is it Showtime? Is it Cinemax? I don't know.
Well, there's a Netflix trailer.
Is it Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Huh. I don't know anything about this.
Can you? Is there a synopsis right there?
Oh, it's Ava DuVernay. 2019 American drama.
Great preparation on our show for us.
I didn't know this was coming. Ah, okay. It's based on the events of the 1989 Central Park jogger case. Explores the lives of families of five separate males who were... Oh, it's the Central Park Five.
There we go.
Oh.
Not supposed to be
prosecuted
great.
Prosecuted on charges related to rape and stolen. Okay. Wow. So it's a drama. Okay. It's not like a docudrama. It's actually... Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here's one that...
Add that to my list.
Here's one that Carrie and I gave a chance for exactly one half of an episode.
Wow.
BH 90210. It's the Beverly Hills... What a bizarre show this was, Jared.
I saw, I didn't even know it was happening until I was getting like targeted Facebook ads for it. I'm like, what?
It was bizarre. So here's the plot of this Beverly Hills 90210. All of the actors are playing themselves.
Okay.
Getting together to try to get a reboot of 90210 going. But the
wait, what?
That's the plot.
So Jason Priestley is playing Jason Priestley.
Right, he's playing Jason Priestley. Luke Perry is dead in this.
You can't bring him back.
They do a couple heartfelt moments, but the thing is that the characters that they play, the people, they're playing themselves, obviously, but they're like soap opera versions of who they are in real life. Or they're weird versions.
This sounds like a disaster.
Or like they have like marriage problems, or a stalker, or cheating, or they don't get along with each other, or comic stuff. It's just, it's bizarre. It doesn't work.
Sounds terrible.
It doesn't work. They should have just done a straight reboot. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Straight reboot.
Or just to like, it's, yeah, pick up with these characters and somehow they all find themselves back in Beverly Hills or whatever.
I think that would have been more interesting to people. I mean, I get that you want to try to do something clever, something a bit more, you know, that has elements of 90210, but also do something that's like a Larry David type of adventure, but it doesn't work. Stranger Things 3 came out, Jared. I loved the season. I thought it was fun. It captured the 80s movie vibe, blah, 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 blah.
I thought it was pretty good.
Pretty good.
I liked most of it. Anything that was around the mall, I pretty much liked. Everything else was a little
Didn't work for as well. I think Steve is the character of the entire series.
Surprisingly, yeah.
And he's had the most interesting journey, and I'm excited to see what happens to him in season 4.
Yeah.
Whenever that happens.
They need to figure out something else for Will to do.
Yeah, I think all of the kids are becoming less and less compelling, even our superpowered friend. I think that Steve is interesting.
I think Dustin is still good, but he's with Steve.
That's the thing.
That's definitely the most interesting pairing, yeah.
Absolutely.
Will is just like there to be like the warning sign that the evil's coming.
Right.
That's about it. I was seeing a lot of articles about speculating that his character is gay.
Yep, I've heard that as well, and okay, that's fine.
Great. But maybe you guys are reading a little more into it than is probably there, but
yeah.
Whatever.
One line saying, just because you don't like girls, that's the thing that people are confused about. And if he is, who cares? We're beyond that. We're post homophobia at this
point.
Are
we though?
I am.
Well, I mean, we as people are, but collectively,
yeah. I don't know.
We've still got a lot of problems.
I have hope for our children.
Okay.
Mindhunter, do you watch that show?
I watched season one.
I hear it's
quite
great.
A bit. I'm about 20 minutes into episode one of season two. That's as far as I've gotten.
HBO show, years and years. It is.
It's sort of a fictionalization of the rise of criminal profiling in the FBI. Mindhunter is. Yeah.
Okay.
Talking to serial killers, trying to get inside their heads, figure out what their thought process is, and figure out how that knowledge can then be applied to analyzing future cases.
Okay.
Essentially.
I know people that like it. Yeah. I just don't know if it's my show.
I mean, if you're into serial killers, they have a bunch of them, famous ones in reenacted, whatever. But Charles Manson shows up at season two.
Okay.
So. Interesting, Charles Manson is the same actor who plays him in the film.
Once Upon
film.
A Time.
Yeah.
That's
same
cool.
actor playing Charles Manson.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's a smart move. Let's talk about two HBO shows. Chernobyl, haven't seen it, but
the
phenomenal.
Best show of the year.
Okay. So
hands down.
Jared says that's the best. It's on my list.
You 100% need to watch that show, and you need to listen to the podcast after each episode.
Okay.
Because it fills in so much information, and it's just, it's great.
We're working our way through Cobra Kai, which is free. We're on a time budget on that one. We've got Cobra Kai. We've got another show we'll get to in a second. Well, Handmaid's Tale. You've watched that.
I finished it. Yep.
Critics are complaining about it. Overrated is what you're telling me off the air.
Is that what I'm telling you?
That's what you're telling me off the air.
I think the critics are maybe being a little too harsh on it.
Okay, fair enough.
It's definitely got its issues this season, but
it had its issues in season two as well.
Yeah, well, you probably go back to season one and find those issues.
Yeah.
It's just there's it's not a perfect show. It sort of has had the zeitgeist, at least initially, because of when the show happened relative to what was happening in the world. I think that maybe the show hasn't changed as much as you'd think, but maybe our perception of how things are going in the world has changed.
Has changed that.
And that might be affecting how people are responding to the show.
Oof.
I don't know. Or maybe they're just, you know, we're so exhausted from the way the world is that the show doesn't resonate with us as much anymore.
Yeah, it's beating us down.
I don't know.
Interesting. So we've got that. There's another HBO show that comes via the BBC. It's called Years and Years, and it's a generational family story of people dealing with sort of living in modern times in the UK, which a lot of that stuff mirror, you know, you've got Brexit and that kind of stuff, and the Trump era.
Okay.
And then it just tells the story of this family's progression over a number of years, which I really want to watch. And the writer is somebody you would know who did it. He's done a number of things, and I just haven't got to it yet, but I think it's a show we should give a shot, called Years and Years. And then finally,
I'm filling up my calendar here. I don't really have time for all this.
And then finally, it's a mini, so I don't think it's too long.
Okay.
My show of the year so far with a bullet is Fleabag. We got to talk about that.
That's a great show. Everyone was talking about it, and we finally succumbed to that pressure and had to watch it.
And it was everything it should have been. I mean, it takes a little time to warm up to the character because she's such a punk ass in the beginning, but once
I think I was in the groove of the show faster than you were.
I think you were.
I was in like pretty much right away, and I know you were like,
took me to episode 4 of the first season. There's only 6 episodes in each season, right?
I think even by season 2 you were still like, it's good, but I'm not quite feeling it. And then the turn happens and you're like, what?
Yeah. No, I think the finale of season 1 I was all in. Okay. It was phenomenal. And then the first episode of season 2 is a tour de force.
That's true.
Of like the dinner where the whole family's together with the priest. It is amazing. It's this passive aggressive. I can't describe it other than it's a woman who doesn't really have her life together. She's in her 30s and she has this weird thing where she talks to the camera. She talks to us, or she'll look at us, and it'll be right in the middle of a conversation, and then she'll go back to the conversation with her sister or whatever. And it's her just getting through life, and she's got some traumas, and she's trying to figure stuff out. Everybody should watch this show if you're not at all sensitive.
You can get through it in a few hours. Yep, it's amazing.
Yep. I mean, it's a little bit risque. It's got swearing. It's got the sex.
I mean, you got to be an Amazon Prime member. Yep. That's the gatekeeping.
But totally worth your time.
So, you know.
Okay, Jared. We went through summer of 2019. Let's go to fall of 2019.
Hey-o.
I'm going to list movies.
Yeah.
You tell me if you're interested or not.
Okay.
Let's start. Downton Abbey movie.
Hell yes. I watched the whole series. I loved it. I'm here for the movie.
Give it a ding then, Jared, because it's got any sound effects.
Probably won't see it in the theaters.
Probably not. I've never seen one episode. I'd really like to watch the show. Harriet.
Do you like period stuff like that?
I do like it, yeah.
Okay.
Harriet, as in the Harriet Tubman story. Getting Oscar buzz.
Oh. Ding, probably.
Ford versus Ferrari. It is what it is. It's about creating the best racing cars.
I'm not into cars that much. I mean, I would be interested from the historical perspective. Yeah. Just not into cars.
Natalie Portman's new movie, Lucy in the Sky. She plays a astronaut who has some sort of metaphysical experience. Yes.
Is it written and directed by Noah Hawley? I believe so.
I think it is. Yes. That's a yes for you?
I'm in. He's a visionary. He doesn't always nail it. You know, Legion and Fargo. Yeah. That's what you probably know him from. I just respect creators that go for it. So
Gemini Man. That's Ang Lee. Will Smith. Yep. Young Will Smith versus old Will Smith.
Not a de-aging. A full digital character.
Yeah.
From what we've learned.
Looks impressive, but I don't really like Will Smith that much.
Wow.
So
I do. I want to see it.
Breaking Bad movie, Jared. Wow.
Sorry. There we go. Okay,
Zombieland. Double Tap. Yes. Are you interested in
Hell
that?
Hell yeah. I just recently watched the first one, which is 10 years old now.
It's got a great surprise cameo.
I'm very excited for this sequel.
Here's one that interests
me. I'm impressed that they got the whole cast back, by the way.
They got everybody, Jared. Here's one that interests me. Jojo Rabbit. That's the Taika Waititi, where he plays Hitler. A kid imagines Hitler, and he plays Hitler. It looks crazy.
I'm already on record saying I love creators that go for it.
Yeah, he's going for it. We've got The Lighthouse, which is a Willem Dafoe horror movie. Not a horror movie, but more of like a psychological
a man
horror.
Of cliches.
Done by I think the same creator of The Witch. I think Terminator: Dark Fate.
I will see it. I 100% will see it. I just don't even know where.
When has there been a great Terminator movie after Terminator 2? It's never happened.
I like Terminator 3.
Did you?
Yeah.
Not me.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but I don't know. The new trailer just dropped, and I watched it, and I'm like, maybe? I'm just not, there's nothing there. Like, it doesn't feel new or fresh. It just seems like more Terminator stuff that we've already seen.
You get a pretty gruff looking Arnold Schwarzenegger. I kind
of
like that.
I mean, I guess I like the idea of a human who's been enhanced to fight Terminators. That's an interesting idea. I don't know. I just, it feels like more of the same, but. Yeah, we'll see.
The Irishman, that is
Scorsese on Netflix.
Scorsese,
that's what it
coming,
is.
Yes or no?
Sure.
You'll watch it.
I don't know. I haven't seen the last couple of Scorsese movies.
Here's another one I think is going to be on Amazon. It's Adam Driver, and it's called The Marriage Story. He's
I don't know this one.
He's with, I just said her name, Thor's love interest.
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman. I'm blanking on her. Dr. Sleep.
That's what happens when you get older, folks. Names go away.
The sequel to The Shining, starring Ewan McGregor. Dr. Sleep.
Sure. I don't know.
Last Christmas, starring Khaleesi. It's based on the Wham song about a woman that's looking for love during Christmas. It's British.
That's how I feel about that.
The Report, Adam Driver. He's it's a historical drama based on, I think... torturing prisoners. U.S.
Oh, you're really selling it.
Yeah, the trailer looks really good.
Feel good movie, huh?
Feels good.
We'll give it a ding.
A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Oh, wrong button.
Whoa, double Jared. Ding. That's of course is
Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers.
Here's a movie that's I'm incredulously saying this. It's getting Oscar buzz. The Joker, Jared. First. Whoa, people are shooting lasers at it. People are seeing this movie and saying it's good, Jared. It's great.
We'll see.
I
mean, the early reviews are good, but I've also heard some, seen some, I wouldn't say I've read the reviews, but I've seen some headlines that say, like, this is our first incel superhero movie. And it's like, oh, great.
What does that mean, incel?
Involuntary celibate. You know, it's a lot of, like,
oh.
Yeah, male privilege type people. Yeah. It could be problematic. It could be very good, but it also could have some very problematic theming from what I hear. So
we'll see. We'll have to see how it goes. Frozen 2, Jared, is
no
coming.
Interest.
Zero. Wow, double whammying it. And then finally, Rian Johnson is back with Knives Out after the disaster that was The Last Jedi. It broke the internet.
Wow.
He's back with Knights Out.
His tongue in cheek.
Knives Out.
Knives Out? I'll give it a ding.
I think that could be interesting. It's got a great cast, Jared.
Yeah, it's very much like Clue. You know, everyone's stuck in a house, murder mystery type thing.
Wow. What movie out of all these must you see immediately, Jared?
You're asking me to keep all these in my head?
Yes.
You're kidding? They went in one ear and out the other.
Downton Abbey or Breaking Bad. Which one?
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. Jared is all in a Breaking Bad.
Yeah. I can sit at home and watch that. It's on,
never
me
seen
on Netflix.
It. All right. Exciting. Let's go to TV shows, Jared. TV is weird.
TV is weird.
Because... The
traditional model just doesn't exist anymore.
When we first started doing this, Jared, we would find magazines that would have lists of stuff, and then we might be able to find some of this stuff on the internet, and now we don't even care about network. Although I've got a lot of network shows on here because I think it's important.
Right, but is there anything new that you care about?
I'm going to list some new shows, and I'm going to put them out there because I think there's a very interesting trend that you'll see. Number one, The Kenan Show. Kenan Thompson's got his own show. He's doing double duty on that and on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
Well, you sound like, what's his face? Okay.
Todd. I won't watch it.
Yeah, I probably won't watch that. And I love Kenan, but I'm not convinced.
The traditional...
He needs edgier shows. He doesn't need sitcoms where he plays a dad, stuff like that. It doesn't work with him. He needs
Can we get a What Up With That show?
What Up With That? Hell yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Jared, here's a show you might watch. Batwoman.
Yes. This is 100% on my list of things to see.
Here's the big trend.
I'm very excited for CW this fall because they're doing the big Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover, and it's going to reshape the whole CW.
The end of Arrow.
Yeah.
Sad or glad?
Glad. The show is ready to end.
All right.
Should have ended already, but yeah.
What's the next CW show that should end?
I don't know. I mean, just of the superhero
stuff? Well, the Legends of Tomorrow is ending.
Legends of Tomorrow. Is it ending?
I believe it's ending,
I mean, I know they're losing some primary cast members, but I didn't know.
I thought they were saying this
end.
Is the last season.
Okay, that's fine. That show has gotten really fun.
Yeah.
It's just crazy off the wall. It knows what it is. But yeah, it can end. That's fine.
Okay, so here's
I'm okay with ending things on your own terms. That's okay. And things can end early. Go ahead.
Here's the trend.
They don't need to go forever.
Here's the trend.
Yeah.
Big.
Should we end this show is what you're saying?
Big,
we should end it now.
Yes, we're done.
We've already lost a primary cast member, at least in the short term. We should probably end it.
Big cartoons
on our
with
own terms.
Big voices, Jared.
Don't care.
The Great North, Nick Offerman, Megan Mullally.
Zero interest.
Bless
you know how I feel about animated shows.
Bless the Hearts with Ike Barinholtz, Kristen Wiig, Maya Rudolph.
No, I don't care about any of this. Sorry.
Duncanville, starring Amy Poehler and Rashida Jones.
Is this another animated show?
Another animated
don't
show.
Care.
All of our favorite people
I
from
literally
real
don't
shows.
Care. There's just a certain aesthetic to how animated shows are written and performed that just does not
interest
me.
What if one of them was from the Bob's Burgers creators?
I've never watched a Bob's Burger, so no.
Oh my goodness, Jared. Colby Smothers, Stumptown. She plays
well, how do you feel about these shows? Are you going to watch them?
I'm not against them, but I probably won't watch them.
Okay.
Stumptown, that's a big show. She's back. She's got her own show. She's a private investigator who's a little rough around the edges.
No interest. Sorry, it's going to be procedural case of the week bullshit. I don't care.
American Horror Story, 1984.
This one I'm on board for.
I hope that it's good, but I think it's going to be a cheesy version of the 84 vibe, and that sort of bums me out. I wish
you
it
want,
could be
you
more
want accuracy.
I want a little accuracy.
Accuracy.
I want accuracy. Accuracy. Peaky Blinders, Jared.
Hell yeah.
Calm down. Take
love
a breath.
That show.
Walking Dead is back.
Yeah.
You're losing Michonne this year.
That's okay.
How many more seasons of The Walking Dead? I say there's
apparently
probably 100. I probably say there's one or two after
so
this.
So when's the new Walking Dead, the new series coming?
2020, I think.
Okay. I think Fear has still been pretty good. It's hit and miss, but Fear has been good. I look forward to Fear the Walking Dead more than the Walking Dead proper, though.
I'm looking forward to them expanding the world a little bit. We've seen enough. I want to see. I think the third show may take place in a different country. Is that? That was the rumor, but they started casting, and I don't know how that's playing out.
Well, I know they don't want to do this because they want this stuff to go on forever, but I really want to get. I either want to see like there's a like an end coming, like an end to all this, whatever that end looks like, or some sort of insight into how things got the way they are.
Yeah.
But I know that's not how the show is.
Doesn't happen in
the
comic, I'll tell
care.
You that much.
The show doesn't care about explaining why things happen. It only cares about keeping people in this situation and telling those stories. So I just have to be content if I want to be content with that, because the show is never going to give me a clean resolve. So
it will never give that to you. Star Wars Resistance, the last season.
I was honestly surprised when they said this is season 2 and this is it.
I was middle of the road with this. I wasn't a huge fan of the animation style.
Yeah.
Some of the characters were a little too goofy.
Yeah. It started to fix itself by the end, and I think there's great promise in season 2, which makes me a little sad that it's ending so soon. But hey, if they can tell a great story that bridges, you know, The Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker, great.
I think they need to trust their audiences where they can have a little bit more of a serious show.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be silly at all. Final season of Mr. Robot.
I just think they're done with any Star Wars stuff that isn't going to be on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And that's
what they're doing
as well.
Mr. Robot final season takes place during Christmas, the entire season.
That show. I love Mr. Robot. It's a great show. It's been gone so long that I forgot that it even was happening.
Letterkenny back.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited that people are coming around to it. If you don't know what Letterkenny is, it's a Canadian comedy show. It's available on Hulu here in the U.S. You should see it. It's one of the funniest things ever.
You and the guy that invited me to the Weird Al show.
Yeah.
Well, you two love this show. It's amazing. Silicon Valley back for the final season.
Good. I'm ready for it to end.
Should have been done 3 years ago. Castle Rock.
I never watched season 1.
I'd like to watch that. That's the Stephen King universe show on Hulu.
Yeah.
And then finally, it does not have a release date, but I'm assuming it'll be before December 1st, is Watchmen. HBO.
I don't get a feeling from the trailers I've seen of what the show is.
Great pedigree, though, Jared.
Yeah.
Damon Lindelof, who did Lost.
Yeah.
The Leftovers, which is one of my favorite shows of all time.
Could be good.
Could be good. So there we go.
Some shows you haven't even mentioned.
Hit me with a couple.
Wow. I mean, we just got the
scratch the surface.
So everyone's trying to do the next Game of Thrones type of thing, right? And so Carnival Row just launched on Amazon Prime. I'm about 5 minutes into the first episode. I hear good things, though. So I want to watch that. Any interest in Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance? Also just hit Netflix.
I'm going to be perfectly frank with you. I might be in the minority being of the age that I am, but I think Dark Crystal's overrated.
I agree.
It's overrated.
We agree?
It's overrated.
Hold on.
I'm sure this could be a very beautiful, a very big show. I think a lot of a specific audience will like it, but I saw Dark Crystal in the theater. I was 9 years old when I saw it, or right around that age. I was bored.
I didn't see it so much later.
I've never seen it since. Maybe parts. It just is sort of a weird aesthetic. The puppets, no feet.
Yeah.
It's weird. But if people like it, more power to them. It's not my bag.
It's just not for us. We got The Deuce season 3.
Oh, that's
final
coming
season?
Up very soon.
Coming up September 9th.
I've always liked that show more than my wife. My wife. And I'm excited to see how it ends.
This one is jumping ahead to the 80s.
Yep,
now, right?
I think the show jumps ahead 5 years every year. Yeah, so that'll
be
fun.
Interesting. What else do we got here? I got some. I just got a list of premiere dates. We talked about more than that.
Survivor is coming back, Survivor. Jared. You love that show.
I haven't watched that in a long time.
I still watch it. I love it.
This and that.
Boy,
talked about that.
We're really killing the momentum here.
Oof, guys, I'm scrolling. That's probably enough, right?
I covered a lot of TV.
You did. Just a couple that I saw that I wanted to get into, and
Show you're most excited about seeing right now, Jared. It's got to be Peaky Blinders, right? Or Letterkenny? Which one?
I got to give it to Letterkenny.
Okay,
Peaky Blinders is probably a number two, though. Interesting thing, both of those are streaming shows.
Streamings. I honestly,
and then maybe Batwoman third.
I'm not super excited about anything. I'm intimidated. There's so much to watch, and life is going very quickly. It's hard, Jared.
Ah, Shameless is coming back too. Good grief. And we haven't even talked about what's coming to the brand new streaming service.
And we'll do that in another show.
Yeah, I know.
We'll do that in another show.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. So we've covered fall. We've covered summer. The only thing we've covered our time limit. It's a lot.
Yeah.
A lot going on here. Thank you, Jared. I wish Adam were here to experience this with us, but unfortunately, it was not meant to be.
Well, you know. We'll get him back.
We'll get him back. So let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more Scope and coming soon, right after this.
We now join the Scope already in progress.
Under the Scope. Hey, everybody. This is Shane and Jared with Under the Scope. And, of course, everybody's waiting for it. I'm stretching. It's coming soon.
Where did I even save that? God, it's been so freaking
long. You've got to give me the coming soon music, Jared.
Here we go.
So we're going back to something that was new. Jared's looking for some fun music because we love a music bed for our coming soon.
What did I do?
We're working this out, and then it'll be ready for the next shows. But I'm just going to vamp a little bit.
Nope, not that.
In other years, in other seasons, Jared.
When did we do show last?
The 9th.
Go ahead, continue.
Of May. In other, you know, summertime, not a lot of new stuff coming out necessarily, especially towards the end. But in fall, things really start hitting. This is where all your big music releases hit, Jared.
Found it.
Okay, turn that pat it down a little bit. So let's talk music, movies, home releases, and video games. Let's start with music, September 6th. This is an eagerly anticipated album, Jared. It's the High Women, self-titled High Women. It's a country music superstar group, Jared.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Who's anticipating this?
A lot of people. The people are talking about it. We've got Chrissy Hynde with a solo piece called Valve Bone Woe. It's a cover album.
Okay.
We got Iggy Pop with Free and Jared's favorite Post Malone with Hollywood's Bleeding. All right, movies for September 6th. Only one notable release. I don't even know if this is in the theaters. It's Super Size Me 2, Holy Chicken.
What?
Based on, you know, we talked about meat before. Now we're talking about the poultry industry.
Okay.
Bok Bok.
Wow.
Okay, short one. Home release for September 3rd. We've got Ma, the horror movie Ma.
I wanted to see that.
I
don't do horror movies, so why would I see that? It's off brand.
We've got the aforementioned Booksmart.
Yeah, I gotta see that.
We've got Jared's number one movie of summer, Men in Black International. Starring who else? Pitbull.
Male Thor?
Nothing but Pitbull.
And Male Thor.
And Valkyrie.
Gentleman Thor, sorry.
We've got Young Sheldon Season 2. And a show that I did not watch, maybe you did? True Detective Season 3.
I watched half of it.
Finally, for video games, we've got the reimagining Catherine Full Body. We got Final Fantasy VII Remastered, because that's the trend, Jared. All we ever do is remake the same games.
Yeah.
Another one, Spyro the Dragon Reunited Trilogy. So we've got Spyro redone. that purple dragon. One new game, which who knows how new it is, by the judging by the name of the title, Gears 5, not even 4, Gears of War 5. That's it.
Ran out of time.
We ran out of time. Guess what, Jared? That's not it. We've got our typical, exciting hit it or miss it.
Hit it or miss it. Hit of the week. Hit it or miss it. Miss of the week. Look out!
Since Jared is not into horror movies and I am, I guess we agreed on this together, but it's mostly my pick. We're talking about a movie. It's It, Chapter 2. Jessica Chastain, Bill Hader, all the kids from the original It. You've got Skarsgård or whatever playing Pennywise. Jared, this is a movie that could be of interest to you because it's pretty good, especially if you see Chapter 1.
I hear
one.
Good things about
it. I think you'd enjoy it. It's not, it's horror, sort of. It's
horror, sort of.
Horror, sort of. I mean, there's some gory stuff in there, but it's mostly, you know, about a fan, about kids trying to find their way through tough times, being stalked by a clown with really creepy teeth.
Great.
under the scope. Woo.
I'm winded, and that's only one episode, Jared. We got to get back into fighting shape.
We got to tighten this up.
Fighting shape.
Tighten it up.
Finish
Hello,
it up.
Folks. Wow, I went away from that tab long enough that it went to sleep, but here we are. Folks, this is the point in the show where we tell you how to get a hold of us. You know? If you want to talk to us?
Yeah.
You know, if you want to comment on our opinion on things.
Hello, is there anyone out there?
Do you want to?
Anyone?
Do you have a hot take on why I don't like horror movies? Do you want to talk about your summer vacation? You looking forward to anything this fall?
Do you think Jared speaks with accuracy?
I do speak with accuracy. Let us know. Comments at thescopeshow.com or the voicemail line 612-21-SCOPE. That is 612-217-2673. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. Those links are on our website at thescopeshow.com. If you're doing a before and after comparison of the website, it'll look largely the same, but it will look a little bit different. And I'll tell you why it looks a little bit different.
What?
Tell you why it looks a little bit different.
Uh-huh.
I got an email Friday from Amazon Associates said we were out of compliance.
Really? Why?
It said that you cannot say support the show by shopping at Amazon.
They went to our website
and looked at it. Somehow they found it. And I had to go through and I had to remove all trace of support the show when you shop at Amazon. Now, we still have the Amazon link up there.
Okay.
We're still on Amazon page. The text support the show is gone.
Wow.
I actually had to go into the database, do a find and replace, because there's a lot of posts, individual posts.
Sure.
That say support the show with a link. I hope I got them all. I went through the process. I sent the response email saying I'm in compliance. I hope. Please check. I have 5 business days to take care of it, Friday being the one business day. So maybe I'll hear something Tuesday,
okay.
I hope. But anyway, the no rules about saying it on the podcast.
Yeah, screw you, Amazon.
So if you want to stick it to the man, support the show by shopping at Amazon. That is thescopeshow.com/Amazon. The link's still there. The text is not. Fear not. You're still supporting the show. I don't care what they say.
Yeah, screw
them. I don't
care
what they say. I don't know why you can't use your affiliate account to like support your creative endeavors. I thought that was the whole fucking point.
My guess is that a lot of people got whammied on this.
I would, yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Probably like 6 or 7 would be my guess in the country.
Weird. Like something about promoting like discounts and warranties. It was just weird.
Kiss our grits.
Like it literally, it's a weird situation. I'm sorry if maybe you other people were doing this too. Man, I feel your pain. You can also support us by becoming a patron. A patron. I'm always going to say a patron at Patreon.
A patron. Beep boop bop boop.
Yes. Patreon.com/thescopeshow. A lot of people do Patreons these days, and so do we. So there you go.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. That is all I got you.
Wow. Terrific job, Jared. Wow. This was a show. We're back on the saddle. We did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whew. Let's take a deep breath. Yeah. Let's recoup.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back for another show at some point. How about that? We're going to do more than one in a row.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So let's, to all our fans and to Adam out there, thanks for listening. We'll be back in 1 week with another Scope. Until then, bye for now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing 612.
612-21 Scope. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying, tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.